From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. You are too kind. Listen, we got to start today's show with a correction. Last week we had some fun with President Bush saying of himself, quote, "I'm the commander guy." All right, let's be honest. We kind of went berserk about it. Turned out he didn't really say it. I know, it's disappointing. The White House, which had reported it, they said that's what he said. They rechecked the transcript, and what he said was, "I'm a commander guy," meaning that he was somebody who took the side of the commanders versus the politicians, you see.
Right.
Wait, regrets the error, and we wait patiently until President Bush says something else we can legitimately make fun of.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Something just
came in. Let's get started. Give us a call. Answer some questions about the week's news. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi,
who's this?
This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, how are things in Boston?
They are very nice and springy, finally.
Oh, there's no spring like a Boston spring. What do you do there?
I am a fashion stylist.
A fashion stylist?
Yes.
Not a hairstylist?
Not a hairstylist,
What is a fashion stylist?
I assist clients in helping them find something to wear.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Take her number, Peter.
Ashley, let me introduce you to this week's panel. First, say hello to comedian Paul Provenza.
Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Paul.
Also say hello to one of the columnists behind the Washington Post's reliable source column is Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, Roxanne.
Hi, I knew what a stylist was.
And lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author of the new book, Long Time Leaving, Dispatches from Up South, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hello, Roy.
Hey, Ashley, what should I be wearing now?
Well,
something, Roy.
After the show. I'll give you my number.
Okay.
Something, Roy. Put some clothes on. You're out in public.
People like it. People like it. Radio people like it.
Ashley, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine.
Okay, I'm very excited.
All right, we're excited that you're excited. It's an exciting time.
It is.
All right, here we go, your first quote.
After all, you've dined with 10 U.S. presidents. You've helped our nation celebrate its bicentennial in 1976.
That was President Bush welcoming somebody to the White House, what person, it turns out, isn't quite as old as she might appear.
Queen Elizabeth.
Exactly right. It was Liz-a-palooza in Washington, D.C., as the Queen attended a state dinner at the White House. The big news out of the visit was Mr. Bush's little gaffe. After welcoming the Queen as a fellow member of a hereditary dynasty, he almost accused her of being about 250 years old, quickly corrected himself, and then he actually winked. He winked at the reigning monarch of the British Empire. President Bush, who often acts as his own Billy Carter. He once gave an unwanted back rub to the Chancellor of Germany. So now he's hoping to complete his trifecta by going to visit Chinese President Hu Jintao and giving him a noogie. We are so excited because Roxanne Roberts, you were there at the whole event.
I was there. So what happened? Was there.
Is it true that he said she looked hotter than her picture on the money?
No, but I have to tell you a funny story. There was a garden party at the British Embassy on the day of the state dinner. So I was at that, and I actually chatted with the prince briefly, but not the queen, and she was walking up to me, and I sort of looked at her close up, face on, first time I'd done that, and there was a soldier standing right next to me. And I said, you know, I said, I never realized that the queen is really stacked. And he said to me, she was very attractive when she was a younger woman. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, she's really, you know.
For the radio audience, Roxanne is gesturing toward the bosom.
That's just some more of that fine Washington Post political reporting.
But the thing was is that when he found out I was a reporter, he almost died.
Really?
Yes. Begged me not to say anything.
All right, very good. Here we go. Now, your next quote, this is actually from a listing of odds that you can bet on in London as to what a certain newsmaker will do now that he is retiring.
6-5, he'll be doing a speaking tour of the U.S. 7-1, he'll appear on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
So who is this man who will be soon choosing among a variety of options as to what to do with his suddenly free time?
Tony Blair.
Exactly right. 10 years after he came to power, Tony Blair finally announced he'll be stepping down as Prime Minister to allow his chosen successor to take office before the next election. As to what he'll do next, our bet at Wait Wait is that he will star in Yo Blair, a new sitcom in which he plays George W. Bush's amusing, dry-witted butler. Speaking of that, people are noting that in his farewell speech, he said in a rather un-British way that Britain was, quote, the greatest nation on earth. Hmm. And that was a remarkable break, actually, with President Bush, because at the last minute he changed that from the original draft, which was, quote, we're the second greatest nation, but we're number one's best friend. Ashley, here is your last quote.
Okay.
I think I get in more trouble just because of who I am. The cops do it all the time. They'll just pull me over to hit on me. It's really annoying. They're like, what's your phone number? Want to go to dinner?
So that was somebody explaining why she didn't take the 3 warnings she got from traffic cops seriously and continued driving with a suspended license. Now she is going to go to jail for the offense. Who?
Paris Hilton.
Yes. The heiress / celebutante / amateur filmmaker / trollop is facing 45 days in the big house. As you heard, Paris's defense was, in part, that she just thought the cops who kept pulling her over were just trying to hit on her.
Sure.
Hard to imagine why any random person would think they could get lucky with her, huh? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Paris is heading to the slammer, unless the governor intervenes. There are already thousands of signatures on an online petition asking for clemency for Paris Hilton. Most of the signers of the petition? Current inmates at the L.A. County Jail. They're afraid she'll lower their moral standards.
Where's the petition we get to sign to increase her sentence? Is there some petition we can sign to put her away for 20 years? Is that possible?
The media would die. There would be no media if Paris Hilton were put away for good. That's right.
You know, if she is in jail and there's no longer anything interesting going on, we might actually find out what's going on in the world. And no good can come of that.
I know. Carl, how did Ashley do in our quiz?
Ashley was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Ashley, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Oh, we're excited for you, Ashley. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye.
Bye-bye.